This episode is brought to you by Pronamel.
Not all our favorite foods and drinks are BFFs with our teeth. Salad dressings, seltzers, and fruits can be enamel enemies. So if you eat or drink those things regularly, your enamel could be at risk. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Pronamel Intensive Enamel Repair penetrates deep into the enamel surface, locking in vital minerals to repair acid-weakened enamel. And with new Pronamel Repair mouthwash, you can enhance that repair beyond just brushing.
Pronamel is the number one dentist-recommended brand for acid erosion, so buy Pronamel Repair anywhere you buy toothpaste or mouthwash. Visit pronamel.com.
Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation.
Give me a wave.
Surfing.
Give me a city tour.
The trolley.
Give me animals.
The zoo.
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park.
Give me a woo.
Roller coaster.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced.
Bring it!
Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hello and welcome to Saver Production of iHeartRadio. I'm Annie Reese.
And I'm Lauren Vogelbaum. And today we have an episode for you about hot toddies.
Yes. So fun to say.
It is. It's a good word.
Yeah. As always with these, drink responsibly.
Yes.
So I've had a fair amount of experience with hot toddies.
Okay.
And doing this research, I've got like three recipes I have to try. This
Ooh,
sounds so good.
Yeah.
Apparently, like, red wine hot chocolate was really popular a couple years ago.
Yeah, I missed that Ooh. Too. And I'm like, okay, well, sure. Let's just go.
Let me try that.
Let us embark on a number of hot beverage adventures. Totally.
Yes. And there was like an interesting chicken soup one with gin that I was like, Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All yeah. right.
It sounded interesting to me. I was like, I could get in on this.
Sure.
I could get in on this. Sometimes when I get really cold, I just drink chicken broth. So.
Oh, same. Yeah.
Yeah. And one of my first memories, like, of the hot toddy, the first time I heard it, I think, was when I was in middle school and my mom told me she used to drink hot toddies for menstrual pain when she was a kid. And then she told me what that meant, which for her, I think, was like cider and whiskey. It was definitely whiskey.
Okay.
And I was scandalized. So scandalized.
Oh.
Drinking as a youth. My mother.
I love how heckin' sweet, like, middle schoolish age Annie was about drinking. She was like, no, that's bad. That's, don't do that. That is for grown-ups only. You're going to get in trouble. I'm going to get in trouble by proxy.
Yes. And my mom was, I think she was asking. Yeah, she was asking me if I wanted one. And I was even more scandalized. Mom! Again, to this day, she'll still offer me, if I don't feel well, she'll offer me a hot toddy.
Aw.
Yeah,
okay.
It's very, All very right. sweet.
Yeah. I don't think I had experience with hot toddies growing up at all. To be fair, I grew up in South Florida, a place where you do not need very many hot toddies. But I don't think I had one until maybe like 10 years ago or so, something 10, 15 years ago, sometime after I had moved to Atlanta. And I mean, I like them.
Yeah.
They're fine.
It can be very nice. Yeah.
It can be very comforting. I like the taste of whiskey, and the forwardness of whiskey in a hot toddy can be a little bit much for even me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. I feel like every time I've made a hot toddy myself, it's very light on the alcohol part.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Just a little touch.
But I like I like a hot drink. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
January 11th is National Hot Toddy Day.
So kind of timely, I guess.
Oh, I always wonder like which marketing corporation lobbied whom to get that kind of thing on the books, or if someone just said it one day and now all of the websites this day in history just report it. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, coming up. Get ready to celebrate.
Yeah.
And you can see our past episodes on butterbeer and eggnog and whiskey. Yeah. A lot of our alcohol episodes could be part of this conversation, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Which, I guess, brings us to our question.
I guess so.
The hot toddy. What is it?
Well, a hot toddy is a beverage made from some kind of distilled alcohol, diluted with water, flavored with stuff, and served hot. And I'm being vague here. I know I'm being vague because there are a lot of variations. So in a very vague general way, it's like diluted hot alcohol.
Mmm.
Yep.
Sounds delicious.
It is physically and chemically warm. All right. The alcohol here is traditionally whiskey. And some of the more traditional flavorings include tea, often a black tea, sometimes a blend like an Earl Grey, lemon juice and or lemon slices, honey, and warm spices like cinnamon, cloves, star anise, nutmeg, ginger, something along those lines. But you can do it however you want to. Rum or brandy instead of that whiskey. Add cider or juices like cranberry or grapefruit. Use orange instead of lemon. Maple syrup or brown sugar instead of honey. Different kinds of herbal or fruity teas if you don't want the black tea in there. The result can, vary pretty widely. At its most straightforward, which is just alcohol, lemon, sweetener, and hot water. A hot toddy will taste pretty powerfully of whatever booze you have used. And it's not very sweet. It's kind of like a hot, unbubbly Collins. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so if you're going for something like that, choose an alcohol you enjoy because you are going to taste it. The barrel-aged flavors of, like, scotches and other whiskeys and dark rums do really nicely if you are into that sort of thing. But you can make them a whole lot more gentle with sweeteners and the other flavorings. Note here about why alcohol is warming. And I mentioned it previously in our Moscow Mule episode.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. But, okay, so alcohol, even served at room temperature or on ice, feels hot in your mouth because it lowers the trigger point of heat receptors in your mouth from their natural standpoint of somewhere around 107 Fahrenheit or 42 Celsius all the way down to around 93 Fahrenheit or 34 Celsius, which is below your body temperature. So, like, for a few seconds, while that alcohol is messing with those heat receptors, your mouth is reporting to your brain that it is actually on fire.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's going on there. It feels warm in your throat and stomach because it's dilating the blood vessels there. Alcohol does not bodily warm you up. You actually cool off due to loss of heat through blood vessel dilation near the skin. But it might make you care less that you feel cold.
Ah, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was a really cute segment of the show MythBusters once where they proved this with infrared heat.
Mm-hmm.
They put Jamie and Adam like in a big refrigerated chamber, and Adam was slowly getting drunker, and Jamie was slowly getting surlier. And
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Well, I guess speaking of, what about the nutrition?
Drink responsibly. But other than that, but right, like you were saying, a lot of people use a hot toddy in a kind of medicinal way. And so, all right, there's a whole bunch of stuff behind this, part of which we're going to get into in the history section, because alcohol was back in the day considered medicinal. But all right, Lauren's Killjoy Corner is open for business here, because although many of the common ingredients of hot toddies do have some amount of research proving that they help prevent illnesses like colds and flus, there is no evidence that taken together, a hot toddy will treat such an illness. In fact, it's really the opposite. Or, I mean, maybe not the opposite, but it's not the best choice. Like, because alcohol and caffeinated teas, if you're using that, those both dehydrate you. That's bad. That's not good for a cold situation. The teas and citrus and spices do have some vitamins and antioxidants and anti-inflammatories that that can help you out, but they're more like preventative than curative. It's not like gonna really make a difference if you're drinking it while you don't feel good. You should have drank it before.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of frequently.
Yeah.
And probably without the alcohol. Also, once you thin out honey, it's not particularly a throat treatment anymore. The idea of honey being a throat treatment comes from it helping coat your throat. And I don't think that that's what it does once you've dissolved it in hot water and alcohol. And evidence is lacking either way, whether that's really effective or whether that's kind of traditional medicine type wisdom. And y'all, I read so many scientifically bad takes about hot toddies while I was doing this reading. So quick myth busting, alcohol does not make you sleep better. It will make you tired, but you will sleep worse under the effects of alcohol. Alcohol's antimicrobial properties do not help your immune system kill a cold. That's not how it works. It might help disinfect your mouth a tiny bit. Alcohol's potential anti-inflammatory properties when consumed moderately over time will not help soothe an inflamed throat. That's not the type of anti-inflammatory that it's doing. Alcohol irritates mucous membranes. It might stimulate a mucus production by irritating those membranes, but you've already irritated them, so I'm not sure if that's a win. I will say that, yes, alcohol can numb pain temporarily. Honestly, the best part of a hot toddy for you is the hot water.
Yeah.
Though, again, alcohol might make you care less.
Yeah, I think that's what my mom was going for. So this'll it'll distract you for a minute.
Yeah. Keep in mind that alcohol can also lower your immune system response and thus, like, draw out a cold. So, again, as we say many times, we can't tell you what to do. I personally would not recommend ever taking alcohol while you're ill. That's not what your body wants. That's certainly not what my body wants. The idea of drinking when I'm sick, my whole being is like, no.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's just me. If you feel differently, you know, like one drink isn't going to do that much damage, but make sure that you're hydrating.
Yes. Always important.
Mm-hmm.
Hydration. We don't really have any numbers for you.
We
have a random interesting fact.
We do. Yeah. Numbers, as always with cocktails, it's kind of hard to come by, because it's just like, oh man, bars are making this. There's no one collecting those numbers.
Yeah. And I think the hot toddy, while it is experiencing some popularity right now, it's been something most people, I feel like, make at home. Or like is very specific to the holidays.
Absolutely.
So, and also huge category.
Interesting culture note with no numbers in it.
Yes, because I was, you know, clicking on articles from sources that I thought, oh, it's probably reputable. Usually if it's like a .edu, I'll at least check it out.
Uh-huh.
So I clicked on this. Apparently Ole Miss, the university, has a hottie toddy cheer that no one knows for sure where it originated.
Yeah, okay, this was first, I lied, there is one number in here. It was first written down in 1926, and I have no affiliation with this cheer, so if I'm, like, doing it in the wrong rhythm, I apologize, but it goes more or less thusly. Hot toddy, gosh a mighty, who in the hell are we? Rim ram, flim flam, Ole Miss by damn. I don't know.
I don't know either. Listeners, let us know.
Yeah.
Please, it was quite the revelation. I was like, I'm going to learn more about this hot alcoholic beverage. What? And add a big picture of Snoop Dogg on it.
Yeah.
On the page, because apparently celebrities like Russell Crowe, Snoop Dogg, Betty White, Sandra Bullock, Jack Black, and others have led this cheer.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Well, getting back to the drink.
Yeah. No one is entirely sure how connected that cheer is to the drink and when, because originally it was not hottie toddy.
Yeah.
It was something else.
Mm-hmm.
But at any rate, we do have things to say about the hot toddy.
We do. A lot of things, in fact. And we will get into that history of things when we get back from a quick word from our sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by Pronamel.
Not all our favorite foods and drinks are BFFs with our teeth. Salad dressings, seltzers, and fruits can be enamel enemies. So if you eat or drink those things regularly, your enamel could be at risk. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Pronamel Intensive Enamel Repair penetrates deep into the enamel surface, locking in vital minerals to repair acid-weakened enamel. And with new Pronamel Repair mouthwash, you can enhance that repair beyond just brushing.
Pronamel is the number one dentist-recommended brand for acid erosion, so buy Pronamel Repair anywhere you buy toothpaste or mouthwash. Visit pronamel.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
And we're back. Thank you, sponsor.
Yes, thank you.
So, humans have a long history of putting alcohol into a lot of things, but into something warm in this context to fortify themselves during the cold or when they are feeling under the weather.
Yeah. And I feel like we talked about, like warmed beer beverages in our butter beer episode. We haven't done one about mulled wine yet, but right. Well, lots of stuff like that going back.
And we did talk about sailing.
Somewhere. Oh, right. Yeah.
And
that could have been anywhere. Anyway.
Who knows?
Goodness. Okay. Meanwhile, though, Distilled alcohol as a beverage came on the scene around the 11 or 1200s CE, probably from China through the Arabian Peninsula and then into Italy, where the production of it was picked up by monks. And it was considered medicinal and thus spread with monasteries through the rest of Europe, including to Ireland and Scotland by the early 1400s. And over the next couple centuries, distillation technology and post-processes improved and gave rise to products like malt-based whiskey there and molasses-based rum over in the Caribbean. And simultaneously to all of that, people were starting to experiment with ways to dilute distilled alcohol and make it taste good, sometimes served hot.
Historians often trace the hot toddy specifically to India around the early 1600s.
Linguistically, anyway.
Yes. In the 1610s, the English word toddy referenced a, quote, beverage made from fermented palm sap.
Yeah, and this was from the Hindi word tari, meaning sap from this one kind of palm tree called a tar. So, yeah, it got picked up into English.
One of the first known written instances of toddy in English, meaning, quote, a beverage made of alcoholic liquor with hot water, sugar, and spices, occurred in 1786.
Yeah, and remember from our spice episodes that it was during the 1700s that spices and sugar went from being, like, wildly prohibitively expensive to merely pretty expensive.
Just pretty expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
The British took this drink from India and called it theirs, though this is, again, one of those things that probably originated in multiple places at multiple times.
Yeah.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah, I haven't read specific historical evidence that people in India were independently making what we would consider a hot toddy. I'm not totally positive that the English didn't just take that word and bend it to mean something else. But mystery's history.
Indeed. In one simple early variation of the hot toddy adapted for the UK, based on what they had around, bartenders poured hot water into Scotch whiskey. And in some almost certainly untrue tellings of this tale, the water was sourced from Todd's Well. Hence the name. Todd being a bartender, I guess, of well renown.
No.
Yes. As spices became more widely available with the expansion of trade routes, these spices were thrown into the hot toddy as well. In one popularly told tale, an Irish doctor named Robert Bentley Todd used to prescribe a mixture of hot brandy, sugar water, and cinnamon to patients. And doctors at the time were prescribing alcoholic beverages to patients to numb pain and alleviate symptoms associated with things like colds.
Yeah, I'm sure that there was a doctor named Todd somewhere. And I'm sure, and I know that doctors were prescribing booze. But I don't think that that's where the drink comes from.
Yeah. Again, to me, it just makes sense that this was happening.
Yeah.
When European colonists arrived in North America, they brought their hot toddies with them and adapted them based on local ingredients like rum from the Caribbean. Sometimes these hot toddies were served in communal bowls, sometimes with additions like egg yolks, and perhaps sometimes called bumbo? I think so. It was served at social events, political rallies, business meetings, you name it. And I loved finding this out. At the time, it was viewed as sort of uncouth for politicians to try to get folks to vote for you through ads or speeches. So instead, they would often host these fancy picnics or barbecues on election day, going around and introducing themselves, shaking hands and kissing babies, and of course, keeping that alcohol flowing. And this was called, quote, swilling the planters with bumbo, and whoever's bumbo supply lasted the longest was the winner. When George Washington first ran for a seat in the Virginia House in 1755, he was concerned about the amount of taverns and how these taverns affected soldiers. So he didn't really engage in this practice, and he lost the election.
Oh.
Yeah. So lesson learned, I guess, when he ran in 1758, the alcohol was flowing. Reportedly, he provided over 144 gallons of rum, punch, hard cider, and beer, which almost came out to half a gallon per voter.
Whoa.
And he won the election.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. I know. In an 1837 article out of the Burlington Free Press called How to Take a Cold, the author praised the health benefits of hot toddies, particularly when it comes to colds. They write, "If your child begins to snuffle occasionally, to have red eyes or a little deafness, if his skin feels dry and hot and his breath is feverish, you have now an opportunity of doing your work much faster than ever before. Plot him well with hot, stimulating drinks, of which hot toddy is the best." Wow.
Yeah.
Apply him well with hot stimulating drinks. Yeesh.
Hot liquid's great, mostly of the non-alcoholic variety. supposedly, though, William Faulkner served them as a curative.
And yeah, as I said, these days, the hot toddy is the subject of a lot of experimentation in the cocktail world. I think for the past decade or so with, you know, we've been talking about this for a minute in these cocktail episodes, but as kind of craft mixology came back onto the scene.
Yeah. I know back when I went to bars, goodness, places with a cocktail list would usually switch over to like having a couple of warm drinks in the fall or winter time. And a hot toddy of some sort would usually be included.
Mm-hmm. And as I was reading through this, there really was just a whole plethora of hot toddies that I've never considered before, and my eyes are opened, my mind was blown.
Yeah.
A whole new hot toddy world out there.
Right? Ugh. Yeah, I'm really interested in trying some of these things out.
Me too. Well, in the meantime, that's what we have to say about the hot toddy for now.
It is. We do have some listener mail for you, though, and we're going to get into that as soon as we get back from a quick break for a word from our sponsor. This episode is brought to you by Pronamel.
Not all our favorite foods and drinks are BFFs with our teeth. Salad dressings, seltzers, and fruits can be enamel enemies. So if you eat or drink those things regularly, your enamel could be at risk. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Pronamel Intensive Enamel Repair penetrates deep into the enamel surface, locking in vital minerals to repair acid-weakened enamel. And with new Pronamel Repair mouthwash, you can enhance that repair beyond just brushing.
Pronamel is the number one dentist-recommended brand for acid erosion, so buy Pronamel Repair anywhere you buy toothpaste or mouthwash. Visit pronamel.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
And we're back. Thank you, sponsor.
Yes, thank you.
And we're back with Hot time.
Yeah.
Bob wrote, Still catching up on your episodes of your show that passed me by these last few months, and I just finished your turkey one. Having been living abroad for nearly a quarter of a century now, I've tried to keep the Thanksgiving tradition alive in my household with varying degrees of success. This year, being in London, the closest I could get to a Thanksgiving meal was a Subway footlong turkey sub. Anyway, I did love this episode, and all the turkey talk reminded me of a turkey event, or at least a fictional one, that had me laughing my full head off when I first watched it. It was an episode of a sitcom from the 1978 WKRP in Cincinnati. That was a long time ago and most likely predates your existence, but it still stands up as comedy gold. So, Bob sent a link, and I went and watched it, and it's, I guess, the characters of the show work at a radio station, and they're staging a big promotion that they're calling a turkey drop, and it's the really dramatic coverage. They're very excited. They're very proud of the whole thing. They call it the greatest turkey event in history. It turns out that the plan was to drop live turkeys from a helicopter into a mall parking lot. And the punchline at the end was, as God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Oh, no.
The people were angry. The staff was terrorized.
No. The turkeys, it did not end well for.
No. Cars were destroyed.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
No.
Yep.
Oh, no. Oh, goodness. Yes. John wrote, as a lad, when mammoths walked the earth, we would make clove-studded orange pomanders at Christmas to hang on the tree. I also have a vague memory of making them in school. We also strung popcorn and cranberries with needle and thread to hang on the tree as a garland. On your crepe episode, the description of the savory scallop crepes made me salivate like a St. Bernard dog. It gave me an incredible scallop Jones, and I have not been able to find any in the stores. I am unfulfilled.
Oh, we feel you.
We do. We do. Oh, I remember stringing popcorn as like a craft project in school when I was in elementary school. And my family Christmas tree had a garland of fake cranberries that we would hang on the tree. Uh-huh. I never actually strung cranberries, but yeah.
Fake was probably easier.
Yeah.
Cleaner.
Yeah. Cleaner. A little bit less messy. Yeah.
I was, for some reason, my family never did that, and I was really jealous. I don't know why. I think I saw it in The Grinch, and I thought, oh, that's the epitome of Christmas, right?
You also just really like popcorn. Like, you're
yes.
Like I don't mean this as an insult. Like, it's just a fact. Like, you're very food motivated, and so like I'm sure that you were going like, but I could have more popcorn. There could be holiday popcorn.
It could smell like popcorn, and I could just have popcorn,
and I could just eat popcorn off the tree whenever no one was looking.
Yeah, well, that would be the thing, is we'd wake up Christmas morning and somehow all the popcorn's gone.
Somehow.
Not me. mm-hmm. Well, thanks to both of these listeners for writing. If you would like to write to us, you can. Our email is hello@saverpod.com.
We're also on social media. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram @SaverPod, and we do hope to hear from you. Saver is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Thanks, as always, to our super producers, Dylan Fagan and Andrew Howard. Thanks to you for listening, and we hope that lots more good things are coming your way. This episode is brought to you by Pronamel.
Not all our favorite foods and drinks are BFFs with our teeth. Salad dressings, seltzers, and fruits can be enamel enemies. So if you eat or drink those things regularly, your enamel could be at risk. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Pronamel Intensive Enamel Repair penetrates deep into the enamel surface, locking in vital minerals to repair acid-weakened enamel. And with new Pronamel Repair mouthwash, you can enhance that repair beyond just brushing.
Pronamel is the number one dentist-recommended brand for acid erosion, so buy Pronamel Repair anywhere you buy toothpaste or mouthwash. Visit pronamel.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.